Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. A Harris County Sheriff's deputy has been reassigned after allegedly detaining a woman during a traffic stop and waiting an hour for federal immigration officers to respond. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno.
23-year-old Jocelyn Pinaloza Magana was allegedly detained by a sheriff's office deputy last week when her vehicle partially blocked an intersection at Westheimer Road and State Highway 6. During a press conference, Cynthia Magana, Jocelyn's older sister, said the deputy called immigration officials and detained her for an hour waiting for their arrival. She's now being detained in an ICE facility north of Houston.
And I just want her to come back home. She's not a criminal. She hasn't done anything wrong. She's always been so helpful with us. She's loving. She's caring. Our friends can tell you that.
A sheriff's office spokesperson told Houston Public Media that the deputy has been temporarily assigned to non-traffic enforcement duties pending the outcome of an internal review. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
A watchdog group reports more than 100,000 students are still on the wait list for the Texas Student Voucher Program. News 88.7's Bianca Seward reports.
Voucher program leaders have said the waitlist will be a major factor for legislators next session when considering if they should expand the billion-dollar program. Roughly 274,000 students applied, more than double the program's current capacity. Republican lawmakers in favor of the voucher program said it would allow lower-income families currently enrolled in public schools an opportunity to attend private schools. But according to data obtained by the Texas Center for Voucher Transparency, an independent organization tracking the voucher program, 80% of waitlist applicants were not previously enrolled in public schools. The Houston area leads the state in voucher applications. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Our heat advisory continues until 7 tonight. Mostly clear this evening, overnight low near 82 degrees. We have a 40% chance of rain for Thursday.